We're Alive is brought to you by
HostGator. Is your one-stop website shop. HostGator makes it simple to get your professional website online quick with plans starting at just $3.47 a month. Let's face it, getting a good .com web address is hard to do. A .net domain powered by VeriSign, on the other hand, still has a ton of awesome names available. After you have your .net domain, it's time to build your website. There's no need to deal with complicated code. HostGator makes it easy with its own custom drag-and-drop builder or WordPress options. Get your site up and running with just a few clicks. So head over to HostGator.com, buy some hosting, get some .nets, and use coupon code ALIVE30 to not only get an extra 30% off, but to help support the show. Once again, that coupon code is ALIVE30.
Glenn. Oh, God. I need help.
Radio's cutting out. Is that you, Doctor?
Yes, Max. Send help.
What was that? I think the radio's screwing with the relay. Can you have Glenn go take a look at it?
He's dead.
What happened? Are you okay?
I don't know.
Just hold on. I'm getting CJ. Doctor, were you attacked? Where is he? Hey, where are you at, man?
The well.
We're on our way.
Hurry. Jay? You're gone. Go on. Do it. Get over here! I will fight! Please! Please! Just kill me! Kill me! Please kill me! No! 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 Get back here! Jay! You won't do it, huh? Fine! Then fuck you!
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 41. Eye of the Storm. Part 1 of three.
There, on the ground. Robin, you got the first aid bag?
Here it is.
Datu, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, just keep talking to me, okay? What happened?
Is he turning?
No. Eyes clear. Where are you hurt?
Oh, man, his face got scratched up pretty bad.
Oh, shit, fucking trainee Jay, he turned. Big ol' hole in him, too.
You shot him, Datu?
Yeah. But... dead little one here, too. Number 9, or is that 6? Meh, don't matter, it's dead.
With this crazy gun, too, did you make this? Damn!
Yeah.
All right, attaboy. All right, the scratches on your face don't look bad, but you're bleeding out somewhere else. How are you feeling?
It got me...
Oh, shit! Bite! Bite!
Guns down!
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hold on!
He was! It's a fucking bite, man!
Point your guns down! Now!
What the fuck?
He's gonna turn!
Both of you! Just step back!
What the hell? Why?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Michael. I'm sorry.
Just don't move, okay?
What are you doing?
I'm stopping the bleeding.
Don't touch him! Are you crazy?
It doesn't matter.
What can you do, man? That's deep. Robbins, keep your gun ready.
Then you'll have to shoot me, because I ain't moving. This'll just take me another second. I'm not touching the blood, just applying a pressure dressing.
No. Stop.
Don't tell me what to do.
You're putting yourself at risk.
That's my choice.
That puts us at risk.
Damn it. Come on. Come on, this is all wet. It's not sticking. Hey, find me something better. We have another kit back there? Hey. Fine, I'll just make this work.
His bite mark still oozed drops of blood from the lower part of the back of his neck, right around his collar. I was careful with my gloves and the blood, just focusing on covering the first wound. Deep scratches in his cheek were bleeding so fast, even the rain couldn't wipe it away.
Michael!
Here, pull this onto your face. I can't get it to stay.
Michael! Just let them...
Let them what?
You're keeping him alive. For Tanya, is that it?
No, she is not cutting him open.
You didn't have a problem with the last girl.
What was that?
It's either that or shoot him. What else are you gonna do?
It's okay.
No, it's not.
I didn't fix it. The pump.
That doesn't matter right now.
Oh, man. I think there was someone else in the backseat of this thing.
Yeah. Glenn.
Yeah.
There's no way he's turning. Ugh.
You mind?
Are we just gonna stand out here forever? We're getting soaked.
Michael, don't let me turn, Michael. Please, just do it.
I can't.
What kind turned you?
What?
Yeah, was it that little one? Numbered? Whatever. Which one did it? Because if it did...
No. Regular.
Not that it might matter to Mike there, but it does to the rest of us.
Hey, I can handle this on my own.
Come on, Robbins. Let's get back in the truck. Carl, keep an eye on him from the turret. I'm tired of getting wet.
You're just gonna leave them here?
Let him figure it out.
I'm sorry, Michael.
Hey, it's all right.
If I don't have much time, I need you to take care of me. Okay? I can't be one of them. Please.
Your eyes aren't even close. Maybe you're not.
Oh, I am.
Well, how do you...
I can feel it.
Does it hurt?
No.
If you're changing, I can't tell.
You think I have time?
For what?
Whoa, stay on the ground.
It's okay, just don't...
You need to take care of Glenn. MJ.
Wait, what?
I have a shovel in the truck. I can't leave him like that.
No, that's the last thing we should...
I want to.
What is he doing?
Just let him, okay?
It's only right.
You wait here.
I got him covered.
He's not going anywhere.
Datu might not be, but whatever comes next could.
Well, for better or worse, he's not changing quickly. So just let him.
But we have to take care of him, right?
I am not going to shoot Datu.
You need me to?
He doesn't deserve that. I have something else in mind. Tanya.
Yes?
Remember that syringe you made up for Amy? I think we're going to need another. The rain continued to pour as Datu and I dug deep holes into the wet ground. It didn't take long, and it wasn't hard. First for Glenn, and the next for Jay. When he was done, he placed a wrench into the dirt on one, and Jay's driver's license on the other. He dug them deep, so nothing would get to them. A moment later, he stepped back, closed his eyes, and said a few words to himself in Tagalog, making a cross over his chest.
Espiritu Santo. Amen. I think I'm ready now.
Tanya's coming. She has a way. It's painless.
Okay. I have one more to dig.
Michael, the radio's been going like non-stop. They keep asking for updates, if Datu turned or not, and I'm telling them no, but they're like a broken record. Look, I don't know if they're just stubborn or can't hear me because the rain's messing with the signal. Oh, last thing that they said, CJ's on her way, and she said to wait if you were gonna inject them.
Whoa, she's leaving the colony. Shit, I need to get my tie on. Where's my tie?
Really? Wow.
Just let me know when she's here. There's no reason you should have been out here like this.
Someone's coming. I can't move the turret off of him.
I got it.
I'm with you. Wait. Yeah, that's one of ours.
Thanks for coming down. I'm sorry I couldn't get you an escort.
We took a safe route here. It's all right.
How far along is he? Did we make it in time?
No, he's over here. Still normal. Your hair...
I know, I cut it short.
Lizzie and Saul wanted to come, but...
I told them to stay back at Dunbar.
Where is he?
He's right over there.
Datu! Datu!
Hey, stop!
No, wait!
No.
Whoa.
Stay here.
Stay right here.
What's he digging?
The grave. His own. He wanted to do that.
You mind if I examine him?
Yeah, go ahead.
He's still upright. He doesn't even look like he's in pain.
Yeah?
Everyone made it sound like he was at death's door.
Well, you should see the bite wound.
I have seen slow turners before. He's not lateral, very active, and...
Incoming truck!
Relax. It's another one of ours.
Hold that thought.
CJ's here? Oh, boy.
There he goes.
Just stay there and watch our backs.
Michael? Is he still with us?
Come here.
Hey! Let go! I can't!
Michael!
Hey! Hey, don't touch me!
Mike!
Let me
go!
Wait, Michael!
Get a good look. You see all of that? This is on you.
Michael, stop!
All that warning of me being careful. Look what you did!
Let her go! Let her go now! Someone mind grabbing my crutches? Michael, this wasn't her fault. He chose to come out here.
I warned him. He knew what was at stake.
You talk about him like he's already gone.
Isn't he?
What's Datu's condition? What do we know? Tanya, get a good look at him yet? Is he still hanging in there?
I don't know. I haven't even had a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, well, how would you be if it happened to you?
I've been in his shoes. I remember all too well. It's gotta be taking a toll. But he's still upright, if that's anything to go off of.
How long does he have?
Does that matter now?
It does. Of course it does.
Why?
Is the pump working? Did he and Glenn get it fixed at least?
At least?
What do you want from me?
How about a little humanity?
What?
At least fake that you give a shit for once about these people.
Are you kidding me? I mean, are you serious? I'm sorry, Michael, but I think I know a little bit more about these people than you ever did. I mean, do you even know Glenn? Do you know where he came from, where he grew up? Do you know that he had a son and daughter and told me all these wonderful memories? And he just held on to the fact that he didn't know what happened to them. Because that meant there was hope. And Jay, you know, we actually spent a lot of time together on the farm. And he told me all about his love of baseball and playing minor league. And he had his girlfriend. They were about to move to Florida together when the outbreak happened and she died. So don't talk to me. Don't you lecture me, because I know and care more about these people than you ever will. I care enough to know that if Datu dies right now, then we might as well start digging a bunch more holes ourselves.
What do you mean?
CJ explained in detail what she'd already told me, what would happen if the pump failed. Michael was taken aback. He didn't realize how bad things had gotten.
Why didn't you tell me sooner?
The same reason I didn't say anything over the radio. Don't want to cause a panic. The only people who know are... well, here.
Well, if you'd told me sooner, we could have come back here. Helped him.
Datu's worked on the pump many times before, without incident.
And his gun thing worked, didn't it? Sometimes, no matter what you do, you still lose.
But Datu...
I know this is hard, and I know this sounds insensitive, but, well, if he's gonna be gone soon, we need to use every second we can to try and help him get this working. With Glenn gone, we have no one else who can finish this.
Make him work? Now? Keep him alive for that?
We don't have much of a choice.
You don't even know how long he has.
I might.
What?
Well, I've been working on something. since that girl Wendy came in. A scale based on a blood measure might give us a good gauge. With some tests on Datu's blood, I'll be able to know for sure if I'm right, and it could give us a timetable for how long he might have.
Well, can we even count on him if he's going to turn on us?
People can still be useful after they've been bitten. Sometimes it's the best way they can deal with it.
You haven't even considered that he won't change. If Datu's not showing signs, then...
You mean like Tanya? The bite mark is far deeper than the one on her arm. This wasn't a close call. And he says he can feel it.
He can?
If he is for sure. Tanya, with the girl and my notes, is there any chance you can, you know, stop it? If he's got time.
Like a cure? Oh, no, no, no. Everything we've seen so far tells us it's irreversible. Anything I might try could be a waste. We don't have a big supply of meds to just try everything. Give him an outlet. That might be the best thing for him right now. He could save so many others.
Datu might not even be willing to help. We don't know.
Michael, you talked to him before. Maybe you can say something?
Do you know what you're asking of him?
I'll do it.
I don't want this to be a waste. If I have the time, use it.
Datu.
Just stay back. The last thing I want to do is hurt anyone.
I need to check. Eyes are still clear. You have time. But I'll get a better idea of how much by taking blood.
How long would it take you to run your test?
Oh, I'd have to either take the samples back to the mortuary or bring my machine here.
If you can, probably better to bring it back here.
Yeah. That'll let me keep a close eye on his progress.
I'll stay with him. I have my soldiers, too.
And me.
I can, too.
Puck, grab my backpack.
All right.
I don't need that many people.
Then what do you need?
A few things. I blew out the motor on the pump. So I'll need another.
Here. We can make a list.
Does anyone else think we should restrain him?
Already on it.
What the hell is going on now?
Here. Put these on Datu.
What? Me?
Give him enough space to work. Maybe just put the cuffs around his feet.
This is such a bad idea.
Well, if you have this covered, I think we'll head back with Tanya.
Yeah, go on.
Should we say goodbye?
That's up to you. Just do it from a distance.
Here's the syringe you wanted me to bring. Before I go, I've got to get a blood sample. But I'll give Datu a PICC line right into his veins. That'll make it easier if you have to. You know, before I get back.
Yeah. Thanks.
Hey.
Oh, come here. Most everyone left the site, leaving Datu and my crew to watch over him. Tanya had gone to retrieve the blood tester, and CJ's crew went out looking for another pump and parts that Datu told him to find. Some of us sat under umbrellas while Robbins and Datu bounced around, trying to see what went wrong with the mill, taking notes, just in case. They worked fast, but it was starting to get late and cold.
So why did this pump burn out?
I don't think I had the voltage right. Let me get my schematic. I might need a different transformer.
Here, I'll get you untangled.
He's doing better now.
We're keeping him focused, distracted.
Wait, so what's this thing?
Don't worry about that.
I gotta take notes of what you're doing. Help me out, all right?
That part doesn't work. We just left it there.
We might want to call it. Visibility's getting shitty. What do we do with Datu? Leave him?
No. There's a safe house near here. We might need to take him there.
Drive with a Turner? Yeah, that's gonna be fun. Does that mean we're calling it a day?
If we can. What if he can't make it till morning?
Stand fast! Incoming truck!
It's Tanya.
Set up the tester in the back seat. You all staying out overnight?
Not if we don't have to. We're waiting on you.
Oh, I understand. I ran the samples I got from earlier, from the initial wound and later. I just need one more to gauge how fast he's turning. Datu, come here.
She drew his blood through the PICC line and ran it through the machine. He kept working in the distance as I watched Tanya look at the numbers and do the math.
I think you can pack up for the night.
So, he has time?
Yeah. He's barely over stage one, and it's going slow. Very slow. I'll need to do more tests to get a better timetable. At least a day or two.
But he is turning?
Yeah, I'm positive. It'll happen eventually. There's no way around it, Michael. Datu's going to die.
Due to the holiday, next week's episode will be put out the following week. Happy holidays from all of us at We're Alive.
Starring Jim Gleason,
Otto Sterk,
Constance Parr, Graham Bechtel, Elisa Elliott, Tammy Klein,
Shirley Jordan, Brett Newton, Christian Vieira, Sean Lewin,
James Stebeck,
Jay Olegario, Christian Vieira,
and
Tony Ray.
I'm Michael Swan.
Written and directed by Casey Wayland, line producer Alex Herrera, Zinterns, Ray Husky, and Lauren Kroon. Voice cut by Brent McLean. Edited by Phil Englert and Casey Wayland.
Music selections and intro by Brother Dan. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.